Hi, my name's Mark Potter. I'm a counselor with Intermountain's Employee Assistance Program, and I teach clients how to use mindfulness and meditation to feel better, to have a greater sense of well-being. Today, I'd like to offer a couple of informal practices that can help us be more compassionate toward others and especially toward ourselves. These are tough times. We're experiencing what most of the world is always dealing with. Disease, violence, political unrest, money problems, even homelessness. I know this isn't helping, but I'm getting there. Whatever your greatest worry is today, hundreds of thousands of people across the earth are suffering just like you. I say that not to minimize your suffering, but to acknowledge you are not alone. We all suffer. I worry about my 91-year-old dad, my husband's mom, our dog, our country, the world, the full catastrophe that is life. We are all worried, and we will get through this together. As the behavioral economist Richard Thaler says, people aren't stupid. Life is hard. Life is hard. We see ourselves right now, many of us, so strongly in terms of us versus them. I'm convinced the only way through this is to meet our suffering and that of others with great tenderness and compassion. Compassion is not weakness. It is strong and powerful. I can still stand up for my beliefs and values while wishing me and those I oppose freedom from suffering. I can strongly disagree with you while wishing you no harm. And I can meet myself with greater kindness, gentleness, and tenderness. That is, of course, completely counter to human nature. Much of the time, I'm terrible at it. So if I am to be more compassionate, I need lots of practice when it's easy so I can do it when it's hard. So here are two short exercises that may help. The first is to pause once or twice a day to offer ourselves a moment of self-compassion. And all I'm suggesting you do is set up a little reminder, an alert on your phone, a sticky note, something like that. And then a couple of times a day, we just pause, put your hand on your chest. Join me now, if you would, please, if you'd like. And let's just pay attention to the sensation of three breaths. Don't worry about what your mind's doing. Let's just pay attention to three breaths. Here we go. And that's the first part, just three breaths to help me be here right now, to center myself a bit. And then I keep my hand on my chest, I take my other hand, and I just gently stroke, just a little self-soothing, just a little physical self-soothing. Sometimes I, like I am now, I'll rock back and forth a little. And then I say something goofy. I like the line from one of my teachers, Susan Morgan. I'll do this, I'll do the three breaths, then I do this, and I say, there, darling. There, darling. It's going to be okay. You're okay. You're okay. And that's it. So I'd invite you to run an experiment, try it a couple of times a day for maybe a week or so and see if it does any good. I find it extremely helpful to help just sort of calm myself, just to offer me a bit of self-compassion. Now, the second exercise, I've been doing it for so long, I'm not even sure where I first heard it. It may have been from a neuropsychologist named Rick Hansen. It's called Three Good Things. And all you do, I like to do it at night, and I have a little legal pad by the bed where I jot things down. If you're under 40, you'll probably just put it in your phone or something. And all I do is list one good thing about my day, one good thing about someone I love, and one good thing about myself. And that's the hard one, of course. And then when I think of each of those, I spend about 15 seconds with each one so it can really get into emotional memory. And if I feel any pleasant emotion around it, I try to make that as big as I can. Something that's threatening or dangerous gets into our memory in parts of a second sometimes. Something positive takes a little while. So you can think about it right now. Looking back on your day so far, what's one good thing that's happened in your day today? Just one good thing. And then something positive about someone you love. Even if we're not romantically tied with somebody, it reminds us that we are socially connected. that we are connected to people we care about and who care about us. So what's one good thing about somebody you care about or love? And then one good thing about yourself. Sometimes it's easier if I think about it in terms of going beyond all modesty. What is one thing I appreciate about myself today? Just one thing. And you can repeat over time, obviously. But what's one thing you appreciate about yourself today, going beyond all modesty? So then I list those three things. I spend 15 to 20 seconds with each one. And then just as I'm falling asleep, I try to recall all three, which helps it get into memory even deeper. And then over time, over a period of days or weeks, we have all of these positive things. Our minds do a great job of automatically pointing out the negative. We're not denying the negative in life at all. That doesn't do any good to just try to shove it away. We're acknowledging it. Yep, bad things have happened. However, if we're to have a balanced view of the world and each other, and especially ourselves, we have to actively look for these positive things and then take them in. So those are the exercises. There's another formal compassion meditation, a brief one, that I'll be doing in a separate video. So for now, I hope those might be helpful a little bit. You're welcome to try them and see if they do anything for you. You have great worth simply because you are a human being. You are precious. You matter. You have a place in all that is. You belong. Thank you.